Okay, I think we can roll it. And we are moving now to debugging HTTP3 upload speed in Firefox. And I'm more than happy to welcome Manuel Buscher for it.
Hello, I'm Manuel. I'm working at Mozilla in the networking team called Neko. And we work on Firefox networking. And in this talk, I'm going about our debugging of HTTP3 and HTTP2 upload speed. And for this, I'm going to give you some background information first. Then I'll cover the HTTP2 upload speed problem that we investigated last year. And afterwards, I'll go over to the HTTP3 upload speed problem that we investigated afterwards. So first to the Neko team. We, in general, focus on security, privacy, but always also on performance. And our protocols that we work on is mostly HTTP, but also DNS, WebSocket, web transport. We also own the caching and the proxy feature. So this is what we generally work on. And when we think about networking performance, we usually think about it in terms of how long does it take from clicking a link to seeing the result. And for this, we usually just need download speed. For other use cases, like uploading large files, like videos, we generally also need the upload speed. In this talk, I'm going about the HTTP2 and HTTP3 upload speed. Those protocols are more in focus. They are relatively newer than the HTTP1. They got introduced in the past decade. And so for HTTP2 upload, first, what's the difference in HTTP2 to HTTP1? In HTTP2, we allow to make more multiple HTTP requests via one TCP socket. And this TCP socket is handled by the operating system. And real quick, the bug in our HTTP code that caused the slow upload was that we configured the socket to have a fixed size buffer of 128 kilobytes. And this fixed size buffer became a bottleneck in high bandwidth situations. For the fix, we just needed to adjust this TCP socket to not set the fixed size buffer and let the operating system handle the buffer size. And this shows that the operating system is responsible for the upload speed or the performance of upload. And in this is a stark difference to HTTP3 upload. And with this fix of just not setting the fixed size buffer, we can take a look at Chrome upload speed, Firefox before the fix in red, and in yellow, Firefox after the fix. And we see that in certain configurations like high bandwidth and also from low to higher round trip times, we have upload speed improvements up to like four times the speed. So we only have to wait a fourth of the time. And we are on par here with Chrome, which is using like all the bandwidth you can use for the upload. With this fixed last year. We took a more in-depth look at upload speed in general, and we also had like bug reports about slow HTTP/3 upload, and with HTTP/2 seeing very good results, we made it a high priority for us as well, and took a look there. So for the fix or seeing how much it changed, we introduced some high-level telemetry, and these are percentiles of user-reported upload speed, and we have different versions. 114 on the left side is around 1 year ago, and in 115 to 16, we rolled out the HTTP/2 upload speed fix, and we can see the improvements in the like high-level telemetry about upload speed. It's an improvement like in the higher parts. It roughly doubled, and not quite, but yeah, it's very visible. So now two difference to HTTP/3 upload. HTTP/3 upload is widely different. HTTP/3 uses a different transport layer. We don't use TCP anymore, but QUIC. QUIC was standardized alongside with HTTP/3. And just relatively recently, so the standardization was finalized in 2021, which is 2 to 3 years from now, right now. And Firefox also included HTTP/3 upload around that time in 2021. The work started in 2019. Which is all relatively recent in comparison to TCP and HTTP/2. HTTP/2 is around a decade now old. And the problem is different here because the operating system is responsible for the TCP stack. It is responsible for sending all the data performantly, and in QUIC we have to implement the same congestion control in Firefox, in the Firefox application, so it's not the responsibility shifted to Firefox or the application. TCP is already decades old, what got standardized 50 years ago and is in operating systems since like 30 years and got like a lot of eyes on it. And our Firefox implementation is really new, and we were kind of the first ones to look into upload speed performance here, so we had a lot of low-hanging fruits here to work on. And I wanted to visualize this a bit, like we have HTTP/2 and HTTP/3, which are very similar. In HTTP/3, we rely on QUIC, and QUIC is also implemented by us. In HTTP/2, we have TCP, and TCP is provided by the operating system. So I want to go into a few findings that we had in our presentation, or in our I/O graphs and other tooling that we took. The most useful tool for us was I/O graphs, with where we just printed within the application, like with logging. When we send packets, when we receive packets, how big our congestion is, and everything. So the first problem we have, or what does this graph show? So this graph is our congestion window over time. What is the congestion window? So the congestion, well, I would like to go over this.